I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Do you love like a mother? Do you love like a mother? Now, before we get going, I want to be clear. We are talking about the love that's supposed to come from a mother in a perfect world. But as we all know, this place ain't that. Some of us have mothers who don't act like mothers, and some of us have mothers who overact as mothers. And some of us have lost our moms or never even got to know who they were. But today, we're talking about what a mother is supposed to be and the type of love that they were specifically supposed to model. Because as Christians, we love to throw the word love around like we invented and perfected it, even if we've never inspected or dissected it at all. And that can be a huge problem, because that can produce a one-dimensional view of all of our relationships and a one-dimensional view of our God and our calling when we are supposed to pursue a life with the maximum expression of all of love's dimensions. Because that right there is the consummate love that leads everyone and everything into the perfect and purposed life that we're supposed to lead. And that is because consummate love is complete in every way. And so only that love can complete us, because only that love creates the confidence that we need to have in our decisions and our destiny so that we can live like Jesus, which is wonderful. It's the way that John says, hey, perfect love drives out fear. Okay, that's how we do it. Perfect love drives out fear. Same word for it's complete love. But to have this perfect love, we need to understand perfect love and all of the different components that make it consummate. And that means we got to go beyond romance, which is really hard for us in our culture, because when we hear the word love, we have been conditioned to assume romantic relationships are the most important. Right? Which is why when you're standing in line at Safeway, all the magazine covers say something like, you'll never guess which celebrity was caught canoodling with this NFL bad boy, right? That's what they all say. But you never see one that says shocking photos of Julia Roberts pushing her twins on a swing set, you know? That just never happens. And so, and that same reason, it's why there's a lot more pop songs about hooking up than there are about changing diapers. And I would love to hear that pop song. Please, somebody write that. But that's a bigger, better kind of love, and we all know it. Because beyond romantic love, there's so much more. There's friendly love, you know, there's family love, there's self-love, and there's the love of nature, and there's the love of neighbors, and everything else in between. There's so much love that you can express out there. And although each love is an essential experience in our quest to understand and emulate God's consummate love, some forms of love are just more foundational. And so it is no coincidence that we were all born with a need to know parental love first. It is just unavoidable. It is completely unavoidable. We were created to be weak, so we would have to learn that without parental care, we wouldn't last a week. That is absolutely true. You would just die. So why does romantic love get all the attention when parents are the ones doing the heavy lifting? It ain't fair. Well, I'll tell you why. In a nutshell, it's just more exciting. Romantic love is just more exciting. That's why they make movies about it. Because romantic love is elective and it's elusive. So it's an adventure to attain it, and it is an achievement to retain it. Every married person, amen? Amen. Not for me, though. Mine, it's easy because my wife's wonderful. No trouble at all. Perfect. She's perfect and a perfect mother. Well, anyway, that's just the nature of, you know, romantic love. It is more tricky, though. However, parental love is something that you're just born with, and it sticks around whether you want it to or not. Sometimes you don't, and it's still there all the time, which unfortunately means it is easy to ignore and it's hard to lose. And so let's face it, The squeaky wheel gets the grease. So the patient love of a parent is often overlooked or taken for granted. Not today, not at his place. Happy Mother's Day, moms. But if there is one thing that we can learn from our relationship with God, it is that a lack of appreciation does not mean a lack of power. And there is no better illustration than that legend that we've all heard of a mom's love being so strong that it allowed her to summon the supernatural strength to lift a car to save her son, right? You've all heard that? Well, it's not just a nice idea. According to the Associated Press, it's a true story. The woman's name was Angela Cavallo, and she still lives in Lawrenceville, Georgia, where the incident happened on April 9th, way back in 1982. And her son, Tony, had removed a rear tire of a 64 Impala, which apparently means something to some of you, like it's a heavy car. Oh, they used to build them different. I don't know. I'm not a car guy. But anyway, so this big old 64 Impala, he's working on the suspension. And while he's adjusting it, which is, I'm imagining, just hitting it with a hammer, it fell. It rocked off the jacks and it just fell on him. And so when a neighbor kid saw this and ran in to tell mom, she rushed out and just lifted the car off her son. And although Angela says that she doesn't really remember much about the whole rescue and what went down, the AP reported that two neighbors said that they came over and reinserted the jack and dragged the boy out while mom was just holding it up. Now that's loving like a mother, amen? That's what I'm talking about. And so now the phenomenon has actually become more documented and it even has a name. It is called hysterical strength. I like that, moms. Remember you got that in your back pocket. I'll unleash my hysterical strength on you. But I think maybe we should just call it loving like a mother. Because that's what it is, right? Loving like a mother, because moms are often defined by that overpowering, unstoppable, determined, and dependable love that puts us all at ease when we feel crushed by the worries of this world. We just know mom's got it. So I want you to really hear this though, right? Like knowing that about mom, really hear this. That innate instinct is an intentional illustration of the part of God's love that drives out fear. Because he is the one who promised, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Saying that that's coming from me as well. I'll lift the cars off you, which means God created mothers to be the trusted example of how his supernatural love soothes and reassures and encourages and empowers us. That's mom's love. Mom love illustrates how the power of God's love can create that confidence. Because the same way that that kid under the car now sees his mom as a very powerful protector, and I bet he was home on time every time after that. Well, Paul says our experience with God's supernatural love can lead us to trust that we have an unstoppable Savior. I love the way he says this. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. He says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. It's that powerful, right? That's how I felt about my mom's love. It didn't matter. Wherever you are, however, whatever's going on, she could get to you. And I tell you, that right there, that is one of the most important verses in the entire Bible. Because faith is fragile without reliability, but strong belief is built on strong evidence, and moms are some strong evidence, and all of our best evidence comes from our earthly experiences down here. That's the data that convinces us, right? Bless you. It's everything that goes on down here is how we learn to believe things, how we become convinced of what is true, and God designed our lives to all begin with an experience of dependence on moms, so that on some level, somehow, we would recognize the power of trustworthy love, that we just need it to live. And I love this. Just last year, science confirmed it. Science confirmed the superiority of our first love with mothers when researchers at Aalto University in Finland used an MRI to measure how intensely six different types of love activated specific regions of our brains. And of all the different types of love measured, they found that parental love generated the biggest and strongest activity, with mothers' brains specifically activating even more intensely and automatically than fathers, which we know already, which indicates a very uniquely constant connection to their children. They can't quit if they want to. You're just wired for it, moms. I can't even imagine what says. I tune out really easy, and I'm like, they're all right, they're kids. You don't. Way to go, moms. And so I'm sure you can, you know, right now I can hear you saying, sure, Noah, that is cute and all, but aren't you just kind of stretching things out to make it a better Mother's Day message? And I would say, yeah, that's how it started. That is exactly what I was doing, except for as I began my deeper scriptural study all week this week, our Father's motherly love just leapt off the page. It is all over the Bible, like the weird Psalms, of which there are many, about God being like a mother hen. We've talked about it. Remember this, he says, he will cover you with his feathers, like a mother hen does. And under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Okay, even though there's plenty of masculine metaphors, not only does God the Father stick with this motherly analogy, Jesus the Son keeps this confusion going, this confusing comparison going, when he himself says, oh, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Which just begs the question, right? How can the Father and the Son love like a mother? And it's a real easy answer, with their spirit, with their shared spirit, because the Trinity includes the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And through each, God expresses his love differently, right? The Father is the source and the strength of love, and the Son is the image and the act of love. But the Spirit is the experience and the explanation of love. Or I'll just let scripture say it more succinctly. They did so quick. They just, listen, God is love, right? God is love. And the Son is the image of the invisible God. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. So you see how it works. The Holy Spirit takes the truth of who God is and what he did down here through Jesus, and then unpacks what that means for us, right? And since the Spirit makes us feel the reality of why Jesus died for you and me, well, then that's why no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, because that's where you understand it. Because it's only when we understand the Father's love saved us through the Son's sacrifice that God's consummate love hits home as his Spirit unfolds it from within our heart. Okay? And that's a lot, right? Does that feel a little confusing? It should. It is confusing. There's a reason why we've been grappling with trying to understand sort of Trinitarian theology forever. So I want you to just think of it this way, okay? Imagine that you're an orphan. And you're an orphan being raised in a cold and broken boarding house. Well, the Father sees this, and the Father decides to adopt you and signs the adoption papers out of sheer love. And then the Son comes in, and the Son gives his life savings to cover all of the legal costs and everything that, all the expenses to bring you home. But when you arrive at the house, it's the Spirit who kneels down and who hugs you and whispers, welcome home. You are family now, and we love you. Because you see, it's not until that motherly hug that God's love feels real. And the reality of your new life starts to actually change how you think. It starts to set in, and it starts to change just how you see the world, your whole perspective. You start realizing this is real. I get what's happening. I won't be hungry anymore. I won't be cold anymore. And even though I'm sure things won't be perfect, I won't be scared now that I know that someone stronger is looking out for me. Right? That's the feeling that you can have through the Spirit. In that exact same way, it wasn't until we were given God's Spirit that His love felt real and actually changed us. Because we are told God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And by the way, Jesus calls the Spirit the Comforter. Says this is the Comforter. You know, I'm going to comfort you like a mother. Well, the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter by Jesus. Because you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, like newborn babies, too weak to survive in the world, that's when Christ died for the ungodly. And so right there, when the Son died, the Spirit could finally lead us all to understand and experience what the Father has been doing with all of human history. God has been working to bring His kids home. That love's been at work. The Son paid it, and the Spirit's bringing us home, giving us that hug. And that meant waiting for Jesus to be the act of love that could allow His Spirit to give us that experience of love. It's all finished. So in the end, well, the Spirit that you received brought about your adoption. Because God had to capture our heart, and flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. And so I'm not trying to make a big theological point or rock any big doctrinal boats, but if something protects like a mother, and something comforts like a mother, and it gives birth like a mother, I think it's safe to say that it loves like a mother. And so what I'm saying this morning is that the Holy Spirit is the instrument of the Father's motherly love. It is that warm hug. And each one of us has gotten that through somebody, because each one of us was born to some earthly mother who was designed to provide our first experience and explanation of love, that foundation. And it doesn't have to be your biological mother, but somebody stepped in when we were powerless and gave us a tangible taste of very powerful protection and calming comfort, and they gave us an inspiring identity. And that's because likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Because the Spirit intercedes, steps in, steps up for all of God's people in accordance with the will of God, which is His love. Because just as we all received some sort of mother as the foundation for us to learn about all the other forms of love that we're going to find out about in the future, well, God put His Spirit into our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Right? The same way that like we learned to love because mom loved us so good. And like a mother's unconditional love, God saved us not because of the righteous things that we had done. No. But because of His mercy. He saved through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That sounds like a mother to me. The one who will wash you up when you're smelly. Because above all, we need to know that only God's love conquers all. That consummate love, only God's love is consummate enough to give us the confidence to say, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen? And yet, before any of us were ever spiritually mature enough to actually believe that and understand that, every single one of us was once young enough to believe that if mom is for us, then who can be against us? Right? I remember that feeling. I love that feeling when you know that you've got somebody in your corner, that just nothing can happen to you because mom's on the job. Because moms help us to learn by experience that dependence on love is what gives us the confidence to conquer. You know, I used to test my mom all the time in this. I would be like, Mom, what if I'm young at this point, okay, so it's not weird. I wasn't like 30, like, Mom, what if I murdered someone? But I used to say as a child when it was cute, I'd be like, Mom, what if I killed someone? She'd go, I'd be very upset with you, but I would visit you every single day. And I was like, okay, what if I robbed a bank and I killed, you know, and I was just like trying to be like, where does it end? And she was always like, I would come visit you. I really wish you wouldn't do these things, but I would come every, and I remember that feeling of knowing there was nothing that could separate mom's love from me. And it just gave you that confidence. You know, it's a safety net to walk through life. It was so amazing. And as powerful as a mother's love can be, remember, Mother's Day only exists because a mother's love is so easy to ignore. And it's actually because her fierce protection is so faithfully present all the time that we stop noticing it and we start taking it for granted, right? You just expect it, and so you don't appreciate it anymore. And so just as, you know, God gave us mothers to remind us what makes His Spirit's love so special, well, forgetting to appreciate mom means forgetting to appreciate God. So happy Mother's Day, moms. That guilt trip is on me. You better get some flowers. I'm just saying, it's the same thing as forgetting to appreciate God. However, on the flip side of that coin, here's the good news. That also means that whenever we do stop, on days like today, whenever we do stop to honor the often overlooked power of our mother's love, we are simultaneously celebrating the selfless strength of God's Holy Spirit, because that's what it's reflecting. Because a mother's love may be proven scientifically to be the most powerful love that we can produce down here, but it is still just a shadow of the power that God pours out on all of His children through His Spirit. So I want you to remember, as we all know, Mother's Day is all about loving like a mom. And that means whether you are a mom, or you had a mom, you lost a mom, or you just longed to have a mom, everyone in this room has been called to celebrate the Spirit by loving like a mom. Because God wants every single one of His earthly kids down here to get a taste of that special love that can lift cars and save lives and lead us all home. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pray about it. Father God, we love You and we thank You for loving us with that consummate love that makes us complete and confident. So Holy Spirit, we ask that You teach us to give others the powerful experience of Your love through our faithful presence and our fierce protection. And Lord Jesus, we praise You for the supernatural strength of Your sacrifice that made Your life-saving love a reality that we can all feel. And that we all said, amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make His face shine upon you.